Happy Saturday. Actually, I should say happy Sunday. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio. I apologize for the hoarseness in my voice, but as I'm going to relay to you during this show, I've been busy the last week and a half at state fairs, Wyoming, Colorado, and Idaho, signing books, meeting reading fans of the series and of Land for Love and Money, and lots of new readers. Terrific people. But you know, I've gotten into conversations with a number of them about the state of affairs of the country, what's happening with the government, private property rights. And there's a general theme I'm going to share with you, because I've probably talked to several thousand, 4,000 or 5,000, somewhere in that neighborhood of folks, men and women, all ages. Three different states, one of them, should we say, trending blue, Colorado, and the others, of course, red and red, Idaho and Wyoming. It's interesting talking to folks on the ground from all walks of life, seeing what their mindset is. And I've been busy the last 3-4 weeks myself, not only with the state fairs, but getting hay up, switching distributors. The distributors on book three for the publishers, and why don't we just say they didn't do the greatest job in the world. People had to wait 60, 90 days. Stores got sold out, then got partial orders. Not a good thing. I mean, in a way, it's flattering. So many folks are reading the books. There's just not enough books to go around. But on the other way, the other hand, it's frustrating. You know, people want the books. When you have tens of thousands of books sitting in warehouses, stores can't get them, people can't get them. You know, not a good thing. Not a good thing. So we're going to have new distributors. And by say we, the publishers, who do a terrific job on the books, and I, the author, will have new distributors for book four. This whole little conundrum has been delaying the release of book four, which I know many of you are anxious for. I'll have updates for you in the next few shows as to the release date, the new method of distribution, which we think will alleviate many of the bottlenecks, unnecessary bottlenecks we've encountered here over past 6 months following the release of book three on Compagre, which has done superbly well, is now on its eighth printing. But you know, there is a general feeling when I talk to people that all is not well, and there's an undercurrent of anger ranging from really angry to just plain angry at what the government is doing and not doing on a wide array of issues, domestic, international. And you know, I'm impressed when I talk to folks by the common sense of the American people. Oh yeah, I've talked to a few, shall we say, progressive minds. You know, they generally don't frequent the state fairs, you know, because the common folks who do frequent the state fairs, many of them rural, involved in agriculture, involved in rodeo, they're beneath the progressives. You know, they cling bitterly to their guns and religion, as our quote-unquote president would say, our golf-playing president, with upheavals in Syria and Libya, many of his own doing. Israel, Africa, an Ebola scare, which, by the way, I have a number of articles on this week, and the articles were posted on time. The disconnect that I sense between the people with boots on the ground and the elite in Washington, the progressives who think they know everything, they know best, and really, really, on one hand, they talk about democracy, and on the other, they completely ignore the will of the huge majority of people. 70-80% on foreign policy. 60-70% on Obamacare. 60-70% on taxes. And I can go on down the list. This is not a small majority of people. This is a huge majority of people, according to numerous national polls, who disagree with what this president and his administration and his consigliere, Valerie Jarrett, who I'm more and more convinced is the whisper in his ear on many of these unbelievably, incredibly bad decisions and lack of decisions, which put you and your family at risk, undermine the security of the United States, open the borders. More and more convinced, she's kind of, shall we say, if not the root cause of it, because that's the president himself and the progressives that surround him in the Democratic Party, but she is the one who whispers in his ear the final, don't do this, wait, it'll blow over. Well, I'll get into that in just a minute. First, I want to apologize for getting the radio show out late this week. My AM stations weren't happy, but there was nothing that could be done. I'm on the road. In fact, I'm talking to you from Blackfoot, Idaho, the home of the Idaho or Eastern Idaho State Fair. And we had technical difficulties you could not imagine trying to get the show uploaded, sent from me to the producers. Oh, man. Why don't we just say it was a wreck? But it is being posted today, which is Sunday, August 31st. Last day of August. Tomorrow is September 1st, folks. Unbelievable. Christmas is like 90-whatever days away. The elections, the all-important elections, are like 55 days away, 60 days away. I mean, not far away at all. So, you know, in my talks with people, I would say that the concerns that they have, and by the way, welcome all you new listeners of On the Right Side Radio, and there's several tens of thousands, I might add, over the last few weeks. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate making On the Right Side Radio, shall we say, part of your listening and informational conduit in your life. So in talking to all these people, men, women, kids, you know, teenagers, rodeo people, agricultural people, mining people, energy industry people, because those are the those people are the marrow of the earth. They are the spine, like the Rocky Mountains is to the country. They are the spine to this republic. I'm more and more convinced that in talking to these folks 12 hours apart in various areas of three western states, that these folks are the folks that in the end will make the decisions that turn this beast of government of the United States around. I think you heard about Burger King moving its corporate headquarters to Canada. It's the 40th or 45th company to do it just in the last several years. Very clever mechanism. They buy a foreign company which is already domiciled in a foreign country, in this case Canada, which by the way has about a 25% corporate tax rate, unlike the United States with a 35 to 40% all-in corporate tax rate, the very highest in the world. They buy a company in this foreign country, they merge with it, and voila, their headquarters are moved outside the boundaries of the United States and outside the grasp of the tax man of the United States. Now, you know, we have a president who's been talking about how he wants to change that tax code. Of course, he didn't do squat when he had a Democratic Senate and a Democratic House. He didn't do squat on anything, did he? He didn't do squat on immigration. The only thing he did was push Obamacare, which, by the way, is in terrific trouble. Not only have we now learned that the signups are literally 4 million or less, unlike the 8 million he claimed, but that the cost overruns on coverage are 2 to 3 times the original estimate. There's 2.5 million people of the 4 million, the measly 4 million which have signed up, who don't even know if they're properly covered. The government actually has no way to determine if they're illegal aliens, American citizens, worthy of the subsidy that is built into Obamacare for certain income levels, or not worthy of it, and exactly where these people are from or what they do. This is at the same time, of course, that several hundred thousand illegal aliens are being bussed around the country without checks, without proper processing, without knowing who they are, what they've done, what their affiliations are. And of course, that's at the same time that ISIS is threatening with several thousand foreign fighters in their ranks who hold British, European, and American passports that can move freely between countries, is threatening to bring the war on terror home to the United States. And they will. The only question is exactly when, exactly where, and to what extent they will be able to pull off terrorist actions. This group is well funded, $2 billion, and well armed, thanks to Mr. Obama's policies of leaving American armament behind in Iraq. You know, when I talk to the folks on the ground, they get it. They get what's going on. They get what's not going on. I talk to virtually no one who is not ranging from outraged to just plain eyes crossed pissed off to, at least in the case of the progressives I've talked to, concerned and confused over the lack of concern this president and the progressives show for the security of this country. I mean, there's a general feeling of unease. There's a general feeling of, I don't want to say hopelessness, but of extreme frustration with what's going on and what's not going on. I've heard suggestions on how to fix this from hundreds, maybe 1,000 people over the last 2.5 weeks. Some of those suggestions I really can't say on air, although I'm sure you'd get a chuckle out of them and nod your head in assent. And some of those suggestions are terrific. But all of them center around a common theme. There's way too much government. The people who are part of the way too much government are completely out of control and out of touch. And the policies, both domestic and foreign, of the folks running the show in Washington. Why don't we just say they need to be completely reversed? I didn't speak to one single person other than two people in Colorado who had any regard whatsoever for Obamacare. I didn't speak to one single person anywhere, including Colorado. And that includes the several progressives who came down to the state fair to watch how the common folks live, if you know what I mean. You know, kind of a social experiment on their part. They weren't participants in the state fair. They were there to gawk from their elitist perch at the rest of us. But even they are dismayed over what's going on at the border, although they still defend Obama and his crew. They are horrified, actually, at his lack of action when it comes to ISIS. That's a unanimous thought. There's a unanimous thought that there's something greatly out of kilter in the economy of the United States. Many people talked about bubbles in real estate, stocks, other commodities, other parts of the economy. All of them expressed concern about their children or grandchildren. Even the youngsters, and by youngsters I mean the teenagers, the early 20-somethings that are going to college, who bought books or stopped by the booth to say hello or tell me their parents were reading the books and they were looking forward to it when they had more time and weren't studying. Even these kids get it. And some of them, you know, I'd say they probably lean toward the liberal side in my discussions toward them, although none of them were progressive. Everyone seemed to have a thirst for history. I mean, they want the real story. They're really angry at what's happening with education, with the federal government intruding with, shall we say, purposeful historical erasure through Common Core in the education of children, the education of college students. I had a couple of college students in Colorado tell me that they had sat aghast in their American history classes and world history classes at various universities in Colorado and listened to nonsense espoused by their so-called professors, which they knew because they happened to be well-read, they were well-trained or well-educated by their parents, which they knew were absolutely false, absolutely upside-down wrong that the progressive education machine is spouting in the classrooms. I talked to parents with kids in junior high and middle school and elementary school who were just furious over some of the curriculum, some of the textbooks that their kids were bringing home. Yeah, no, people aren't happy. They really aren't. And you know, in the next show, I'm going to talk about some solutions. I did that about 5-6 weeks ago. Go ahead, back in the archives. It was all around July 4th. I listed out some solutions to some of these problems. And that was, of course, before we discovered just how powerful ISIS has become, and before they started issuing, shall we say, their official threats as the Islamic State, rather than the scattered threats from individual leaders, one of whom was released by Obama in 2009. The head cheese. I'm going to say before I end this show that after visiting these state fairs and talking to thousands, literally thousands of people, perhaps 500 or more in a day, and I've been on the road here for 2 weeks, and I might add chomping at the bit to get back to the ranch, I must say that I'm impressed with how knowledgeable at least a certain segment of American society is. And it seems to me that the redder the state, the more informed, at least on a general basis, people are. The bluer the state, well, you know, it just seems those progressive people, they just kind of take the government spew and the purposeful omissions and distortions of the mainstream media, and they just kind of call it gospel. Somehow it gives them comfort for the bad political decisions they've made in pulling voting levers in the past. And some of them, of course, a few, only in Colorado, are dyed-in-the-wool progressives who just think Obamacare is the hottest thing since sliced bread, even though it needs fixing. They all admit that. The president's foreign policy, well, he's the president. He needs to be afforded respect. I had a few people tell me how my views and the views of several other people they had talked to in their, shall we say, in their social experiment at state fairs were appalling to them, racist in nature. I mean, really? Say what? So I'm going to end this show with, once again, apologizing for getting out a day early. It's the first time that has happened in 3.5 years. I was so fit to be tied to my laptop, I about threw it out the hotel window. And maybe I should have. I'm going to apologize for that. I'm going to thank the many thousands of people I've talked to, the many thousands of fans who came to visit by book three, finally. Asked me about when book four was coming out. More news on that in the next show. And just kind of discuss life in general, shall we say. I want to thank you. I want to thank all those people for sharing with me their views, sharing with me their concerns, and giving me a real insight into how the collective, and I don't use that word in the same terms as the progressives do, but how the collective American mindset, the boots on the ground in the Rocky Mountains, are kind of viewing the cataclysmic changes and the monumental dangers that we as a people, they as families, and the country as a representative republic faces right now. I'm impressed with my fellow Americans. I'm impressed with their minds, their thoughts. And I'll tell you, it has reinforced why I write the series to, shall we say, encapsulize the real history of the United States from the viewpoint of many cultures, this melting pot of ours, uncommon cultures, differing origins, competing ambitions, some light, some dark, and how they have created this tapestry of us. Because in the end, it's us, folks, who have to make the changes that will put us where we deserve to be and where the world needs us to be. And that is leading. A beacon of hope. We have a ways to go before we get back to that position. And it's going to be really ugly between now and then, but I think eventually, after talking to thousands of people, I'm convinced that generally speaking, we're going to get that done sometime between now and 10 or 15 years from now. I don't know. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy next week. And we're going to talk a little bit about taxes next week. Because in addition to some really bad things coming on the terror front, which I've been worrying about for months and months and months and months, we have some, shall we say, potential calamities coming at us on an economic scale that you need to be prepared for. Oh, we're going to weather the storm, but we're going to get soaked in the downpour. We'll talk more about that in the next show. And again, thanks to the many thousands of you who stopped by my book signings. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for being fellow Americans with me. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of us. This is Reed Lance Rosenthal on the Right Side Radio from Blackfoot, Idaho. We'll talk to you next Saturday.